You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Late last night in a suburb of St. Paul, Minnesota, a woman named Diamond Reynolds watched as police officers fatally shot her boyfriend, Philando Castile. She took out her phone and she broadcast the aftermath live on Facebook. This happened just a day after police shot and killed Alton Sterling in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Video of that shooting was also seen on social media platforms all around the world. Video, as upsetting as it is, many argue today, profoundly important to the conversation about race and violence in this country. Deepa Seetharaman is a reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Hi, Deepa. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you? Thanks for coming on. So in the last 24 hours alone, we've seen these two graphic, very jarring videos posted to media platforms, you could argue containing violence that really outstrips anything that's traditionally allowed on these platforms. What are we seeing unfold here?
Well, I think you are seeing people use tools that have been developed by Facebook, Periscope, a lot of these other social platforms to articulate and express what's happening in their lives. And sometimes that's violent. And it allows people to see things that have largely remained hidden from the public eye in years past. It amplifies this sense of intimacy. I mean, Facebook likes to talk about live as a way to provide a raw and unfiltered look at your life. And that's what some of these videos are doing. They're providing a completely unmediated experience for the viewer that really puts them in the position of the person filming.
So all of this is unfolding in real time, essentially, Deepa. What kinds of conversations do you think are happening at Twitter and Periscope and Facebook just today, as of this morning?
You know, I imagine that there are conversations around content moderation. You know, how do we treat events like this? You know, should they be subject to the normal rules surrounding violence, or is there some sort of special dispensation that should be created for videos about news events? You know, or videos about, you know, that depict injustice. And I think it's a very, very tough line to straddle, and I imagine there are a lot of conversations going on today about that.
So, what do you think it means for these platforms going forward? You know, when the Minnesota video first surfaced, Facebook, the video disappeared. Facebook called it a technical glitch. It was gone for maybe a couple hours. What do you think is going on there?
I think you are seeing these companies sort of wrestle with the rules of content moderation. It's a complicated issue for Facebook. This adds another dimension to it, because now you have video, you have live video, and you have video of events that are violent, unsavory, and not exactly what Facebook wants on its platform, but are a necessary sort of insight into a dimension of the human experience that they want to encourage people to share. So I think, it was gone. This particular video in Minnesota was gone for about an hour, and then it was reinstated with a graphic warning. You know, this video contains graphic content. But it sort of highlights the complicated role that Facebook is in terms of mediating this kind of content. Like, what is appropriate to show viewers and what isn't?
Right. Well, and you have, you know, you have members of the Black community saying, look, this has always happened, but before we never had video. And without that video, we can't keep this conversation going. And so you start to ask, what's the obligation that a company like Facebook or Periscope or Twitter or Snapchat might have to be a vessel for these images?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's something special, too, about live video that doesn't need to be uploaded, that can just film events as they're happening in real time. You know, it's not edited. It's not clipped in any kind of way. There are no length requirements, and you don't know what's going to happen. And that is an even more powerful experience, especially if you're one of the viewers looking at it in real time.
That's Deepa Seetharaman, reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much, Deepa.
Thank you.